大家好。
Greetings, everyone.
我们开始之前，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray first.
谢谢天父，我们来到你面前仰望你。
Dear Heavenly Father, when we come before you, we look to you.
我们求主打开我们的心。
We ask you to open our hearts.
让我们知道我们自己属灵的情况是怎么样。
Let us understand what is our spiritual condition.
让圣灵提醒我们当悔改的事情。
Let the Holy Spirit to remind us we should repent.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Listen to our prayer. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 你有没有发觉呢？在教会里面呢，有很多很困苦的基督徒呢？
You find that in the church there's many believers that they are in suffering.
他们见到面的时候呢，就会开始就是说自己怎么吐苦水啊。
And when they see each other, then they are just confess that there are so much difficulties in their life.
比方说，他们会说孩子的活动呢，真是让他们很累。
Some they complain that the children's activity make them so tired.
回到家以后呢，有没有人帮忙？
And when they came back from the activity, then there's nobody home to prepare for them.
结果呢，夫妻的关系又紧张起来了。
And the relationship between husband and wife become contentious.
吵架完以后呢，也睡得不好。
And after the fighting, and there's no good sleep.
但是明天又一大早要起床要去干活。
And next morning, you need to get up early and go to work.
就每一天，好像每一个礼拜呢，就有同一样的循环。
So every day, every week, it's like a same cycle. Repeat and repeat.
这样子的事情呢，不单只发生在一般的家庭里面。
Not only this thing happens to a certain family.
也发生在基督徒的家庭里面。
And also happens in the Christian family too.
那耶稣说呢，世人困苦流离，因为他们如同羊，没有牧人。
Jesus said that the people in the world that they are lost and they are suffering because they have no shepherd to lead them.
所以我们基督徒有耶稣做我们牧人的时候，不应该是困苦流离的。
But we Christians that Jesus Christ as our shepherd that we shouldn't suffer like that.
为什么还是很多基督徒呢苦着难回到教会里面呢？
But why there's so many Christians that they come to church with all this suffering?
所以呢，我希望呢，开启一个新的系列，就是讲到四世纪。
So I start today that I start a new series that preached the book of Judges.
我把这个系列的总题呢，叫它为半新人。
And I called this whole the theme for this series is half-hearted people.
我们会从一些人失败的经历当中吸取他们的教训。
We shall learn some lessons from the failure of the Israelites.
今天呢，这个这一段呢，第一章到第三章六节呢，其实就是四世纪的引言。
And today the verses that I will preach from chapter 1 to chapter 3 that is the introduction of the book of Judges.
他把整个四世时代的以色列人失败的原因呢讲出来。
And he gave us the illustration why the reason that for Israelites failure.
那我们看第二章的时候呢刚刚读的这段圣经记载了耶和华的四节，从基甲上到波金。
So the verses we just read from chapter 2, verse 1 to 5, that recorded that the angel of the Lord went up from Gilgal to Bochim.
那我们呢知道呢，耶和华的四节 不是单单一个天使啊。
We know that this angel of the Lord is not just the ordinary angel.
因为很多时候呢，当时作为圣经讲到这个耶和华的使者讲话的时候呢，后来会变成耶和华自己讲话。
And many times when the Bible mentions this angel of the Lord, speaks that turns to be the Lord Himself, talking.
所以很多人相信，其实耶和华的使者就是耶稣基督在旧约里面的显现。
So many people that believes that this angel of the Lord is the Lord Jesus that who appeared in the Old Testament.
换句话说，四世纪第二章的里面是耶稣自己显现向以色列人讲话。
So use another words that the angel of the Lord here is the Lord Jesus. He himself spoke to the Israelites.
所以在以色列人的历史里面是一个很重要的一个时刻。
So in the history of the Israelites, this is a very important critical point.
耶和华的使者在第一节里面讲，我使你们从埃及上来，领你们到我向你们列祖所喜，是应许之地。又说你，又说我永不，废弃与你们所立的约。你们也不可与那地的居民立约，要拆毁他们的祭坛。你竟没有听从我的话，为何这样行呢？
I brought you up out of Egypt and led you into the land I swore to give to your ancestors. I said, I will never break my covenant with you, and you shall not make a covenant with the people of this land, but you shall break down their altars. Yet you have disobeyed me. Why have you done this?
在这里，神重一次提出了他与以色列人立约的这个历史。
And God here once again point out that he had made a covenant with the Israelites.
神说我把这个迦南地就是今天的巴勒斯坦这个地方就是应许给以色列人。
And God said he promised this land of Canaan that to the Israelites, it's nowadays we call it Palestine.
这位圣经讲到了这块地呢是牛奶与蜜的地。
And the Bible mentioned that this land is full of flowing with milk and honey.
换句话说，你住在这个地里面的时候，你吃什么喝什么，你都不用担忧了。
And use another description that if you live in this land, you do not have to worry about your need.
还有呢，神的确的就是把这块地交给以色列人了。
And God indeed gave this land to the Israelites.
没有。就是背弃他的约。
And he did not forget his covenant.
但是神在这里四世纪第二章的时候指出，以色列人，你却背弃你的约。
But here in chapter 2, that God point out that it's the Israelite who broke the covenant.
那如果你回到四世纪第一章的时候，你会发觉，其实。以色列人没有完全不听神的话。
If you're going back to the first chapter of the book of Judges, that Israelites is not that they completely disobeyed the Lord.
因为在第一章里面记载呢，犹大支派跟示门支派呢，就去攻取这些迦南不同的城市。
In the first chapter that recorded the clan of Judah that they went to attack the land the Lord has promised to them.
并且他们打赢这些迦南人。
And also they overcome the Canaanites.
其实这个就是以色列人一个很大的问题。
But this is the big problem of the Israelites.
也是为什么呢？我称以色列人呢是半信人。
That's why I call the Israelites half-hearted people.
那半信人的一个表现呢，就是，他们顺服，但是不完全。
So they are they obey, but not completely obey.
你看四世纪的第一章到十八节，你就看出来。
So if you look at the chapter 1, verse 18, then you will know.
从第一节到十八节呢，犹大支派呢，他的确是顺服神的命令。
And from verse 1 to 18 of chapter 1, that the Israel, the Judah, they actually obeyed God's command.
他就去攻打了属于他支派的这个地方里面的迦南人。
They attacked the land that belonged to them.
他们也拿下不小的城市。
And they overcome the several cities.
比方说呢，一章四节讲到这个比斯。
For example, the city of Bezek.
那这个王帝呢，曾经打败70个其他的王。
And this king, he had overcome the 70 kings before.
但是犹太人可以把他打败。
But now the Judah beat this king.
第八节讲到耶路撒冷。
And verse 8, then there's a city, Jerusalem.
也给犹大支派打败了。
And also attacked by the Judah.
第十节讲到了这个希伯伦这个地方。
And also in verse 10, that the city of Hebron.
那你知道，如果你看这个地理呢，你就知道，这个城市啊，这个城，只是在犹太支派里面最高的一个山上面，有3000尺这么高。
If you look at the map of the Israelites, that you know that this city, it's sitting on the highest mountain of the Israelites.
但是呢，我们这样的城市你建得越高，那么你就越难把它打败。
So the higher the city is, then it's the harder that you can overcome this city.
但是犹大支派也把这个城市拿下来。
But the man of Judah also took over this city.
十二节里面呢，讲到一个地方呢，叫基利士佛。
And there's another city mentioned in verse 12. It's called Kiriath Sefer.
这个城市啊，四节是阿那人住的所在。
And this city is occupied by the people of Anakai.
Okay. Anakai. 其实 Anakai 这个字呢，就是它的井很长的。
And this kind of this word means that the neck of this kind of person is people that is long.
所以呢，圣经形容他们是巨人呢。
And the Bible describes them as a giant.
就是在民数记的时候呢，这些探子见到他们，所以他们怕，就不进去迦南地。
And it is in the book of Numbers that recorded when the Israelites, the spies of the Israelites see those people that they are afraid to go in there.
但是犹大到四世纪的时候也把他们打败哦。
But the men of Judah also overcome this group of people.
所以你看见神的确是很信实的保守这些以色列人。
That you know that God is really kept His promise and keep those people.
所以十九节里面呢，神就说，十九节里面呢，神就说，耶和华与犹大同在，犹大就赶出三地的居民。只是不能赶出平原的居民，因为他们有铁车。
So in verse 19, that says the Lord was with the men of Judah. They took possession of the hill country, but they were unable to drive the people from the plains because they had iron chariots.
十九节里面呢，指出了迦南人的科技比起以色列人呢，先进。
And the verse 19 tells us that the Canaanites that they are far advanced in making the word fighting tools than the Israelites.
有人说以色列人还是停留在铜器时代。
But the Israelites, some claim that Israelites still stopped at their making the copper kind of tools.
但是呢，这些迦南人呢，已经到铁器的时代了。
But the Canaanites they already advanced to the iron stage.
还有呢，他们有铁车。
and they also have iron chariots.
在平原上面呢，这个是一个很重要的武器。
If there's a war that happened in the plain, this is very important and help.
所以你可以想一想，如果你要跟这样子的敌人去打仗的时候，你一定会牺牲的。
Think about it. If you are fighting with the people that with this advanced technology, knowledge that you will lose.
犹大支派呢，就因为这样子，圣经说他不能赶出这些迦南人。
So the Bible says because of all this reason that the man of Judah cannot trace all the Canaanites out of the area.
很多基督徒呢，他信主的时候呢，他会经历一个生命上面很大的一个改变。
Many Christians when they became a believer that they had experienced dramatic change in their life.
本来，比方说，我听过有人呢，他还没信主之前呢，抽烟20年。
And for example, that I heard that one guy that before he become a believer, he smoked for over 20 years.
但是到他信主的这一天，他可以马上把这个抽烟的习惯戒掉。
But on the day that he is converted to Christian, then he can suddenly stop smoking.
我想到我自己啊，我还没信主的时候呢，讲话出言未语。
I think about myself before I believe, become a believer. When I talk, that I talk carelessly.
Flower language, 英文怎么讲啊？就是讲脏话，怎么讲啊？对啊，就没有，就是 swear， 你会就是这类咯 ，OK？
Yeah, swears. Yeah.
嗯。那么，但是我信主以后呢，这个习惯也很自然就改掉了。
But after I was converted, that my bad habit is gone.
但是呢，你信耶稣以后成为一个基督徒，你在晨晨生活当中，你一定有一些困难呢，你要花很多时间，做牺牲，你才能改掉的。
When you become a believer, that there's some bad habits that you have to sacrifice a lot to overcome.
就在这个时候，我们都会做一个选择。
And at that time, that we all will make a choice.
你会坚持到底为神牺牲呢？
And you want to make your decision until the end that sacrifice for the Lord.
还是呢？你觉得？其实我已经不错了，就是不要管这一部分好了。
Or you think that I'm not that bad, I probably should leave this alone.
那无论呢，你现在所面对的困难是什么
？No matter what kind of difficulties you're facing now.
就好像以色列人面对这个敌人的铁车一样。
Just like the Israelites, they're facing the their enemies, iron chariots.
我希望你记得。
I hope you remember.
我们的神的力量啊，其实是没有其他一个力量可以跟他比较的。
Our God, that His power that cannot compared. There's no greater power than our God.
其实呢，这个是我们六月份的时候呢，儿童圣经班的时候唱的一首诗歌，其中一句话。
So actually this is coming from the singing from our VBS children's program in the summer.
我们教会跟你们教会一样，是六月十六到20号这个礼拜的。
Our church is just like your church that we held the VBS from the 16th to the 20th in June.
那么呢，我们因为会出去外面有活动的。
And because we went outside to have some activities.
所以我们早晨是在在里面学习圣经，到下午的时候我们会带小孩出去。
So in the morning we study the Bible in the church, but in the afternoon that we brought the kids outside.
那么如果天气不 比方说下雨呢，我们就这些活动就办不成了。
For example, if it's, the weather is not good, if it's raining, then we cannot have outdoors.
所以我每一年都要求我们教会的弟兄姐妹，那你一定会要为这个礼拜祷告，就是呢，不要下雨。
So every year that I ask the people in the church to pray for this week that God will not send rain.
我记得在这个礼拜的时候呢，星期三，我每天早晨起来，第一样东西呢，就是拿手机来看看今天的天气预告是怎么样。
So every year on this Wednesday that I, when I wake up, I will check the cell phone, what is the weather for today?
那这个是我星期三早晨六点钟的时候看的天气预告。
This is the weather forecast in the morning of at 6 o'clock.
那你见到啊，他是说今天下雨了。
And you will see that the forecast said it will rain today.
我们从前，我跟小光从前有一个同事，他主修是这个天，气象学，meteorology.
Okay. So me and Xiao Guang, we used to work in the company that there's a man that who studied meteorologist.
他说。48小时以内的天气预告是非常准确的。
And he usually says that the weather forecast within the 48 hours, that is very accurate.
那么我们有39个小孩，你说下雨把他关在一个房子里面八个小时，真的是会死人的哦。
Think about it. We have 39 kids. If it's raining outside, if we close in all these kids in one room, that will be disastrous.
那么当天早晨我就读诗篇。
And that morning, early that morning, I read the Psalms.
诗篇里面提醒我，我们的神是创造天地万物的神。
And the song that teaches us that our God is the God who created the universe.
那么我就勉强祷告，我想，求神改变这个天气。
So I prayed to God that asked God to change the weather.
但是为了这三十九个小孩，神会改变这个天气吗？
So will God change the weather because of 39 children?
那当时呢，天其实是密云呢、啊。当时早晨的时候，
on that day, that morning, that it was very cloudy.
这一天我也没有去教会里面帮忙这个活动。
And that morning, I didn't go to church to help.
我就在站里面预备教会的工作。
And I was preparing at home.
到这一天的九点钟的时候。
And at 9 o'clock in that morning,
我就发觉这个阳光太厉害了，我要把这个窗帘关掉。
And I realized that the light was so shine that I have to close the curtains.
所以我就发觉，咦，这个天气的确改变了。
I realized that the weather is changing.
那我不是骗你哈，我还把当天的同一天三个小时有。他就改哦，他说，今天天气就是有太阳哦。
I'm not lying. I even recorded that day's weather forecast that there's a sunshine on that day.
好了，这个星期三过去了。
And that is Wednesday and has passed.
到最后一天星期五早晨。
And on the Friday morning, the last day.
同样事情发生，就是天气预告这一天。80%, 80% 的机会会下雨。
And the same thing happened that the forecast says there's 80% of chance of raining.
他还告诉你在十点的时候就会开始下雨。
And also tells you that it will rain at 10 o'clock.
那其实我想，神已经听了我一次祷告了，可能。五天里面有四天不下雨，第五天下雨也不是太过分了哈。
I was saying to myself that God already heard my prayer. 5 days, there's only one day rain. It is not too bad.
但是神真是一个大能的神。
But God is an almighty great God.
到八点钟的时候呢，我 又在看这个天气预告，他又说不下雨。
At 8 o'clock in the morning, that I checked the weather forecast, and there's no participation.
到我们中午吃饭的时候啊，我们还要，因为我们在外面吃饭嘛，这还要找一棵树，在它下面，因为太阳太大了。
And at noon, because we eat outside, we have to find a tree that so we can sit in the shadow to have the lunch.
神提醒我们。
And God reminded us.
没有一个力量比起他更大的。
There's no other power greater than him.
所以在我们的人生里面，你可能面对很多不同的困难。
So in our life, you might face many challenges.
在你生命当中，可能有一个罪，你一直不能改变。
And in your life, there might be a sin that is very hard for you to overcome.
但是没有一个事情神不能改变的。
But there's nothing hard that God cannot change.
你愿不愿意去信靠他呢？
Do you want to trust him?
半信的人呢，第二个特点呢？是他们得胜，但是不持久。
The second characteristic of the half-hearted people is they prevail, but not persistently.
那第一章二十一节里面讲了有一句话。
And in verse 121 says this.
他说呢，这些便雅悯人没有赶出住在耶路撒冷的也不是人。
And here it says the Benjamites, however, they did not drive out the Jebusites who were living in Jerusalem.
但是我们刚刚读过第八节里面不是讲这些犹太人已经把这个耶路撒冷拿下来吗？
But in verse 8, we just read that the men of Judah already overcome the city of Jerusalem.
但为什么二十一节又说这些耶布斯人 又住在这个耶路撒冷呢？
But why in verse 21 that says the Jebusites still lives in the city of Jerusalem?
换句话说，犹大人攻取了耶路撒冷以后，之后他们又给人赶出来，这些耶布斯人又搬回去这个耶路撒冷。
So the men of Judah, after they overcome the city of Jerusalem, that the Jebusites that they came back and attacked the men of Judah, and they still lives in that city.
我们城镇生活很多时候都是这样子。
And our life that sometimes like that.
我们的得胜只是暂时的。
Our victory sometimes is only temporary.
我们都曾经立志，我要做一个爱太太的丈夫。
And some of us often make vows that I will be a husband that loves my wife.
我要做一个顺服丈夫的太太。
And I want to be a wife that obeys my husband.
或者你告诉神，我要做一个按照圣经的原则去教养儿女的父母。
Or you might tell God that I want to be a parent that teaches my kids according to God's law.
但是过了几天几个礼拜，我们又恢复从前的样子。
But after days or weeks that we went back to our own self.
我们的得胜不能持久。
And oftentimes our victory that cannot be persistent.
那其实呢，神有一个方法去帮助我们可以持续的得胜的。
But God actually has a way for us to continue our victory.
其中一个方法就是弟兄姊妹彼此的鼓励。
And one of the methods is that we brothers and sisters, we are together to encourage each other.
这个就是教会的功用。
This is the functionality of the church.
我们彼此提醒，彼此带导。
We remind of each other and we pray for one another.
其实你在四世纪第一章里面，你看见犹大跟示民两个支派的关系，你就见到。
And if you look at the example in the book of Judges, chapter 1, the relationship between Judah and the clan of Simeon.
他们两个支派, 彼此帮助, 你去打你的敌人的时候, 将来我会帮助你去打你的敌人。
And the two tribes that they encourage each other. Now they one help each other, and later on the other help another to beat their enemies.
那这个彼此影响的关系呢, 也会彼此连累对方。
And this relationship that will encourage one another.
换句话说, 你看, 当犹大打不过这些有 铁切的城市的时候,
when Judah cannot overcome the people that lives in Jerusalem with the iron chariots.
那么后来呢, 他就谈到其他的支派,
and later on that the other tribes.
从21节到34节呢, 记载了四个支派, 就是便雅悯啊, 马拉士啊, 他们 都没有把这些迦南人赶出去。
And from verse 21 to 34, that it recorded that the Manasseh, the Benjamites, then they didn't drive out their enemies either.
犹大支派不能赶出迦南人。
When Judah failed to drive out the Canaanites,
变成后来四个支派, 他不愿意把迦南人赶出去。
And it affects the other tribes that they do not drive out their enemies either.
所以神就, 当, 耶和华的士节显现的时候, 他就问以色列人, 为什么你背弃你的约呢？
And so when the angel of the Lord that revealed to them and asked them why you break your covenant.
所以神就在第三节里面告诉以色列人他的惩罚。
And God in verse 3 told them their punishment.
你不愿意把这些迦南赶出去。
Since you did not want to drive out those Canaanites,
神说我也不会帮你把他们赶出去。
And I will not do that for you either.
还有这些迦南人会变成你乐下的荆棘。
And those Canaanites, they will become the thorns on your side.
他们的神必做你们的网罗。
And their gods will be a snare to you.
你想想为什么以色列人不愿意把迦南人赶出去呢？
Think about why the Israelites they do not drive out the Canaanites completely.
我想有两个原因。
I think there's two reasons.
你长期跟他们打仗, 你就要牺牲了。
And there's if you fight with them for a long time, then there will be casualties.
所以他们不愿意做这个牺牲。
So they do not want those casualties.
另外一方面。
And another reason.
就是 这些迦南人可以成为你的奴隶啊。
And these Canaanites, they can become your slave labor.
所以23节里面呢就讲到了, 他们会找他们做他们的做苦工。
So in verse 23, the scripture says that they will let the force the Canaanites to be their slave labor.
你想一想，你家里面有这么人，多人帮你做苦工，多快，你的生活多快乐啊！
Think about if you have those laborers, slave laborers in your house, that how happy you are.
你何必把他们杀死呢？
Why you want to kill them then?
但是神说。 最后啊, 这些迦南人会变成你们, 的荆棘, 会变成你的网罗。
But God said that those Canaanites eventually will turn to be the thorns on your side and the snare, the trap.
你就会发觉在33到34节里面他讲到。
And you will see in verse 33 and 34 says,
那, 本来呢，这个拿弗他利呢，就是住在这些迦南人中间。
And the Naphtali clan that they live among those Canaanites.
到34节，这个但的支派。
And also, in verse 34, it's the clan of Dan.
他们给这些外邦人、这些迦南人，逼他们呢，不能住在平地，只能住在山上。
And those Canaanites that they force them to live on the mountain instead of on the plain.
本来神给但支派的可以享受的地方，他们没有办法享受。
Originally, God gave the land that for the clan of Dan to enjoy themselves, but now they couldn't.
我们都是一样。
So we also like them.
我们以为啊，犯罪的时候我可以享受最终之乐。
And when we sin, we thought we can enjoy the pleasure of sinning.
但是最后你的快乐会变成你的荆棘，你的网罗。
But at the end, that those pleasures will turn to be the thorn and the snare for you.
我从前呢很喜欢追这个电视剧。
And before I used to like to watch TV drama shows.
Okay.那么呢，看到中断的时候呢，其实呢就是熬下去，熬下去就是怎么讲呢？熬下去就是，其实已经看到中断的时候已经不太好看了嘛。但是你很希望知道这个结局的时候，那么还是看下去了，这样子。
So actually, when I watch the in the middle of the part that it's not so good and it's boring, but because I want to know the results, so I continue force myself to watch finish it.
所以呢，你看了很多很多个小时以后，结果你知道结局是这样的。
So after you watch the many many hours that you know the ending.
那么我通常就会说。这么烂的片你都敢拿出来给人看呢
So I usually told myself that such a bad show that how could you present to people to watch?
那你知道啊，当这类的错误你做了，可能你就是损失了，比方说30个小时的时间。
So such a kind of mistake that you made that you might lose over 30 hours.
这个损失还是小啊。
And it seems it's not that big deal.
那但是如果你的家男人在你的生命当中是你的男朋友，或者是你的女朋友，或者是你的儿女的时候。
But if the Canaanite that is in your life is your boyfriend or girlfriend or your children,
那么你不听神的话的时候，你的损失就会很严重。
But when you disobey God's word, that you're losing that will be big.
因为你最爱的人最后会成为最令你伤心的人。
Because the one that you love the most that will be hurting you the much.
所以呢，以色列人听见神的审判的时候，他们就放心而哭。
So when the Israelites learned that God's judgment, that they wept loudly.
那他们一定是哭得很厉害，所以这个地方的名字就是哭的意思，波津。
So because of they cried so hard that even the place that is named Bochim, it means crying loud.
二章五节也讲到他们献祭。
And verse 5 also talks about the Israelites that their sacrifice.
一定就是为了他们的罪而献祭了。
That must be the sacrifice for their sin.
但是呢，这个是般信人的第三个特点。
This is the third characteristic of those half-hearted people.
他们后悔，但是他们没有改变。
They regret, but no change.
从二章六节到十九节里面呢，就是以色列人的一个循环。
And from verse 6 to 19, that is the Israelites their ending.
他们呢就。开始的时候就是行耶和华眼前以为恶的事。
And they started to do the things that it's evil in the eye of the Lord.
那么神就把他们交给他们的仇敌。
So God gave them up to gave them over to their enemies.
在痛苦的时候，他们就呼求神。
When they are in their suffering, that they cried out to the Lord.
神就派一个士师来拯救他们。
And God will send them a judge to help them.
那么他们就经历平安。
And they will have short peace after that.
但是每一次当这个士师死后以后，以色列人又回到犯罪里面。
But after this judge died, then Israelites will turn back to their own sin.
你就看见以色列人的后悔，只是没有内心的改变。
You will see that the Israelites their regret without any change.
所以以色列人在波金所流的眼泪，泪只是一些鳄鱼泪。
So the tears that they shed in the city of Bochim is just the crocodile tears.
以色列人在四世纪这个年代经过三百多年。
And during those the year of the judges, the Israelites suffered over 300 years.
他们这个循环呢，其实好像一个漩涡一样。
And their live and death is just like a cycle.
这个漩涡是越转越低的。
And this spins that lower and lower.
因为人的罪性让他们总不离开他们顽梗的恶行。
Because their sinful nature never departed from them. They have a stiff neck.
也就是说，人不能从他的失败里面学到功课。
They cannot learn the lessons from their failure.
你以为你这次，比方说有人喜欢赌钱呢？
For example, if a person that likes gambling.
Okay, 你以为你今天输了很多钱以后，你以后会改过来不再去赌吗？
You will think that today you lost a lot of money.Then you will repent and you will never gamble again.
我们都知道不会的，他们只会赌得更厉害。
And we know that they can't. We know that they will continue to gamble more.
无论在我们的婚姻上面，在我们教养小孩上面，很多时候我们不能从我们的失败里面学会功课。
A lot of times that during in our marriage, in our teaching to our children, that we cannot learn lessons from the failure.
但是我想圣经给我们一个希望。
But the scripture gives us a hope.
就是在二章十八节里面所讲。
And it is recorded in Judges chapter 2 verse 18.
他们受施压有害，他就哀心叹气，所以耶和华就后悔了。
So when they are oppressed and suffering and afflicted, then the Lord is relented.
那这里十八节里面呢，指出呢，为什么耶和华后悔呢？
So why God relent?
不是因为他们有什么好处。
Because of the
不是因为他们有。
Not because of their goodness.
是因为神忍不住啊。
Because of God cannot continue to watch them suffering.
所以神就派一个拯救者，一个士师来救他们。
So God will send raise up a judge to deliver them.
同样，我们今天能够得到神的拯救。
Same that today that we are saved by God.
都是因为神的恩典。
All because of God's grace.
虽然我们信主以后常常跌倒。
Oftentimes, even though after we believe, we fall short.
我们知道一个事情，我们不能靠自己去改变。
And we know certain things that we cannot overcome by ourselves.
但是如果你仰望神的怜悯的时候，
But when you look at God,
怜悯，
Oh, look at the mercy of God.
神就会救你。
And God will deliver you.
其实耶稣基督已经为我们的罪死在十字架上面。
Jesus Christ already died on the cross for our sin.
他天天为了他的儿女去祷告。
And he's praying for his children every day.
希望我们悔改回到他的身边。
So he hoped that we can repent and return to him.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们来到你的面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, when we come before you,
求主怜悯我们。
We ask your mercy.
因为我们知道很多时候我们没有把我们全心交给你。
We know oftentimes we didn't give ourselves to you wholeheartedly.
我们不愿意为主牺牲。
We do not want to sacrifice for the Lord.
我们不愿意去完全听从神你的命令。
We do not want to obey you completely.
以致到我们今天遇到很多不同的困难。
And so we every day that we face many difficulties in our life.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank our Lord.
你是一位怜悯我们的神。
You are a merciful God.
你等候我们悔改。
You are waiting for our repentance.
当我们呼求神的时候，你马上派你的拯救者来救我们。
When we cry out to you, that you send your Savior to us immediately.
帮助我们去审查自己，看我们里面有什么要改变的地方。
Help us to examine ourselves so we can see any area in our life that we need to overcome.
把这个事情交托在主的手里面。
We commit this into our God's hand.
因为我们知道没有一个力量比起我们的神的力量更大。
Because we know that there's no great power greater than our God.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.